Guess where we are?
It looks a little bit like Lakeside.
It does. We are doing episode 17 of our podcast from Lakeside. I never thought I'd be saying that, but here we are.
Well, I'm sure from reading the comment section, people want to know about one thing about this place. Okay. What's the ambience like?
So tell us, Matt. Is the ambience a 10 out of 10?
The lighting's good, the mood lighting, you know, we've got like the sort of history with these like lanterns. When it's full in here, it's incredible. Mm. You know, it's a different sort of atmosphere to what you're used to elsewhere. And yeah, we'll get into that a bit later on. But as far as ambience goes, got the stars around the room. Yeah, it's hard to knock this down on the ambience.
Yeah, I thought you might say that. But it's great to be here. I've never been here before. Obviously, never played here.
Probably never will.
Probably never will. No intention of going down that route. And just done an amazing Mission Precision on stage for a very lucky competition winner, which will be a video coming soon. Incredible experience for him. He's loved it. He's had a great fitting, and that's gone really, really well. As usual, technical difficulties today because you didn't bring your camera. So we're filming this for the very first time on an iPhone. So interesting to see how
I've
that
also
comes
got
out.
To say our competition winner, very, very amazing of him. He listened to the podcast. He knew I collected the Corinthian football figures. Yeah. And he brought me a carded Corinthian football figure as a Christmas present, which was amazing. And that's literally made my day.
Yeah, so should we just go on that a little bit further, Matt, and explain to the viewers and listeners that I was here early, setting up, doing him a full Mission Precision fitting on the stage, giving him a goodie bag of Mission goodies, and then he walks with a gift for you. How's that work then?
Star of the show.
Yeah, I guess so. Always. Always just that little bit. You're always just twinkling, a little bit brighter than I am, aren't you?
You're trying to fish here, aren't you? That someone sends a Christmas present into Mission HQ, aren't you? You're like, what's next? Well, Andy really likes toffee.
I just want a card off you, mate. That'll do. That'll make my Christmas. Any chance?
I don't do cards.
Ah, well, presents.
The missus is off camera shaking her head right now. Like, I don't do cards. I'm not a card guy.
So look, we're here at Lakeside. We know by now what's happened, but you've got to tell the viewers your journey. Tell us from arriving last week. Tell us about the experience. We know it hasn't turned out the way everybody wanted it to, but there's got to be some things you can tell us about the place.
I mean, different to what I'm used to, different to how I've sort of played darts or the arenas of which I've played darts in before. Very, very different. It's got a vibe. I'll use the word ambience, but it's certainly got a vibe about this place. And even down to things like the carpet.
Okay.
The branding on the carpet, the history. You sense that when you come in here. And, you know, the second you go in here, when you pull in, you see Lakeside, home of World Darts. That sign's probably been there for about 40 years.
Yeah.
And when we look at, like, what we're doing in darts and where sort of darts is going, there's still a place for Lakeside. And that's one thing we're noticing this week. There is still a place for this. And we've seen some players emerge once again. I wasn't one of them. My goal was very different. My hopes, my ambitions were very different coming here. I wanted to come here and feel comfortable and just enjoy the experience. I did. I really did enjoy the experience. Will it ever happen again? I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't think now is the right time to answer that question. It's way too raw, isn't it, for you? For me, we snuck in the players' room last night, said hello to a few old faces, and nice to see Dieter there and Paul and what have you, and Nick. Some of the pictures on the walls. Alan Suter with a head full of hair.
Jan Dekker.
And Jan Dekker, I knew you were going to say it. That was the first thing. Sent you a picture last night. I'd spotted Jan Dekker on the wall. The very famous wall in the back there that has got pictures of players. A very young Daryl Fitton. I don't know if you've noticed that, but Daryl looking like in his 30s maybe, or even younger on the wall. Some really iconic photos, and that was nice to see that. And it's nice that they do that as well.
But you know what, right? I think that's it. So this place, Lakeside, let's be honest in its position within the darting world. For how many years have we heard people say, it's not sustainable. Yeah. It's not. Like, if we're going to compare levels, PDC, do it, they're not even on a comparable level.
Yeah.
I'd even put Modus in between the two now to even separate the levels even further.
That's fair.
So it's more of a staircase. But this certainly has a place. Now, where I think this has a place really does matter in regards to the outcome of this tournament and where it goes. So if we cast our mind back, there's a lot of people now that say the last real relevance or the last real big run this thing had was when Glenn Durrant was winning it.
Yeah.
However, when Glenn Durrant was winning it, he was always flagged as it's a nothing tournament.
Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of it happens with what happens with the winner. Now, if Luke Littler would have won this when he played in this a couple of years ago,
yeah,
then they would say Luke Littler's win was the most relevant one of his times. It's only because the winner of this tournament hasn't gone on to do something special afterwards, and it didn't age quite as well. Now, let's say, for example, this tournament's won by a quality young player like Shane McGurk or Jimmy Vansky.
Yes.
And they go on to do really well. That will frank the relevance of this tournament once again. And yeah, people say that's it's still
as a stepping stone.
Yes.
Which is what it kind of, the way I always felt. I did a year on the BDO and I was heading towards qualification, believe it or not, to actually
more
play here.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, no, but it actually was likely in year two that I would have qualified because I'd had a good run at the Dutch Open, et cetera, et cetera. But I then went to Q School and got my card immediately, so my second year on the BDO never happened. So I could have possibly made it here, but I was looking exactly like you've just said. I'll do 2 years on this circuit, see if I can qualify for the Worlds here, and use that as a stepping stone to then go on to be what I was coining last week, a professional dart player. As in making my living.
Oh, there's a can of worms.
Play. Oh, I know, yeah.
But what made me think about that was when you said like Daryl Fitton. Because how many times when Daryl Fitton was playing here, when Martin Adams was winning here, did people go, they'd never cut in the place, never cut in the place. And now when you talk about those players, people talk about them as legendary players or iconic players.
Yeah.
And that's just because of how it aged. And I think this is a tournament that may do the same. I think this might age quite well, this one, because I think there's a couple of players in there. And when this pod goes out, we're going to pretty much know who the champion is.
Yeah, and that can of worms has resurfaced from what we said last week. You know, we had the Mickey Mansell debate. Mm-hmm. Half of our listeners are on my side and half are on your side. It really is split down the middle as to whether there should be money now if you are a, what we were coining, a professional dart player. It's very, very much split. And people with strong views going, I totally agree with Andy. You should, you've got your card, go out and make some money. Stop doing your other job. And other people going, no, you should definitely be guaranteed money. And like nothing really in the middle. So that was quite an interesting topic that we brought up there last week. But
I think some of it also comes down to what your profession or what your day-to-day life is. I come from the angle I do because I lived that lifestyle and I've seen that. You probably come from that angle because you're a businessman. Yeah. Who's worked in the business industry quite a lot. So I think it depends on what you're doing in sort of day-to-day life and I think how
you perceive the world. Brings me to a question for you that, Matt. Now, I remember playing Aaron Monk some years ago and when he was a young kid and thinking, wow, he's going to be amazing. He was a 180 machine and he got his tour card around, maybe just a little bit later than I did. But then either didn't play all the events or something. Now, I heard, I wasn't as involved at that point, but I'd heard that he had such an important career that that was more important to him than trying to make it as a pro dart player, as indeed his dad did, Colin, who was a very famous pro dart player. Do you know anything more about Aaron's situation?
Well, I don't know 100 on Aaron's, but we have a player at Mission, Sean McDonald.
Okay.
Very, very similar. I believe he's an accountant.
Oh, okay.
And he cannot commit to darts because he is such a highly guarded accountant that it would be too much of a financial hit. We have seen him down there on the Lakeside stage before. We see him at the Super Series. But for him, darts is something to go alongside. Now, you look at that and go, well, if Sean McDonald could commit, if he could practice, if he could travel, if he could do all these things, how good could he be if he's making tournaments like this on that sort of way? But as an accountant, you can imagine the salaries.
Well, we all know how much accountants charge. So.
Well, they don't do anything for free, do they, accountants? Like.
Yeah, so no doubt he's thinking, wow, I'd have to be top 10 in the world. Otherwise, I might as well continue doing what I'm doing. on a financial basis.
Whether well, wait till your salary kicks in for me, eh, Andy? I'll have to be like world's top, what, top 16, will it?
At least.
To do the same?
Yeah, at least,
get a bit more full-time admission.
Well, you know, new year, new things. Keep watching, guys. You might get to see more of Edgar in 2025.
I think there'll be a few people going yay and a few people going block. Block mission, yeah, quick.
Yeah. So subscribe now to guarantee you see more of Mr. Edgar and me. I'll be joining as well in 2025 because we've got some big, big things planned. And of course, new series of Rate My Hockey's going to be here now before we even know it. But in the meanwhile, the shop series, well received last week, the first one, wasn't it?
Very well received. And what I like about this as well is it also allows people to discuss and give them a platform for their experience, because we had different experiences.
Yeah, of course.
And our experience is one example of it, and it gives people the opportunity to talk about those as well. I think there's going to be some shops, because when I put this out, I used a couple of Facebook groups and I said, oh, look, the new series starting here. And there was a lot of people going, you've got to go to this shop, you've got to go to this shop. We've already been.
Yeah, but they weren't open because you got there late.
The viewers been told this. I think we told them last week, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
I think we told them.
Yeah, so this is a good little mini series about shops. And you're right. Look, you're never going to... This is retail. You are never going to get a retailer that everybody thinks is the best thing in the world. It doesn't matter whether it's Marks and Spencer's, it's Next, it's JD Sports, or it's a dart shop. You're always going to get people that think it's the best service, the best products in the world, and you're going to get people that go, nah, I had a bad experience, I'm not going there again. So look, we expect that for anything. So, but please be honest with your comments. That's all we ask. You know, get in the comments, tell us. And we've had people saying, wow, I live around the corner, I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah.
And that's what this series is about as well, because we want people going to these physical shops. It's not just all about online, is it? We live in a very online world these days, albeit we never know it, because me and you can't really even turn a camera on, but we do a little bit online. But
Didn't we get sent a digital calendar that neither of us have probably opened yet?
So, yeah, we can tell that story because our videographer is very organised. I'm very organised, as you know, but in a different way.
And he's sat waving his arms around behind the camera.
He is. I'm trying not to look at him. Yeah. So, he was like, guys, we can sort all this, you know, all this thing out. We just
talking about 2 hours to
do it. Digital calendar. Everything's on there. When the filming's got to be done, when it'll be edited by, and when we can put it out. Have either of us opened it yet?
Oh, I don't even know how to
open it. No, you couldn't open it. And I opened it and went, I'll stick to pen and paper. So you can imagine the frustrations that Andy has working
with
me and Matt.
We'll just stick to voice noting each other 17 times a day.
Yeah.
That's much easier.
And then expecting him to have the knowledge of all 17 voice messages that
and
we've been talking
and make notes from them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hang on, we said this a week ago. Where's that? Send it a voice note at 107 on AM, that is.
Yeah. So, and we are going to have to be more organised in 2025 because the things we want to do, you know, we're already right now putting out 3 videos a week plus a short as well. And we want to do even more. We want to do more series and we want to do more Rate My Hockey and bigger projects. So
do you see this long-term being potential every night, 7 o'clock, Mission Darts drop a video Monday to Friday?
Whether we could ever get to the stage whether there would be 7, whether there would be demand for 7, we might have to give them the consumers a day off from the Edgar and the Cornwall.
I've got so much content.
I know, yeah. Well, we're not struggling with content, are we? We've sat down and gone, we could do the next 5 years. You know, we've got so many content ideas and there's so many things we want to share. There's stories we want to share. There's our knowledge we want to share. So we do want to get all that out there. But yeah, I mean, so for those of you that are regulars, we're now putting everything out at 7 o'clock. That's what we're doing. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Don't know why I did it in that order. But anyway, 7 o'clock, something will be coming out.
That doesn't clash with Corrie though, does it? Corrie's like,
what's that?
What's that? You know exactly what a Corrie is.
Yeah, no, I'm
probably
not.
Got your coronation teeth.
Yeah, I'm not a terrestrial watcher anymore at all. I just do series, Netflix and Disney Plus and things.
Lineal
like that.
TV, it's known as.
Is that what
Lineal
it's called?
TV, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
You're a stream.
Yeah, I could see you on Corrie.
Yeah. I'd love
they had a dartboard, didn't they, in the Rover's Return in the corner. I could see you.
I would
just
absolutely love to go on Corrie. I've even looked at how to be an extra. I genuinely have.
Get in the comments below. What soap would Matt be the best on? Not like Brookside or something. Does that still go?
I'll tell you what, while we're on this topic.
Go on.
We're in the season of I'm a Celebrity. Would you go on that show? Despite the fact that you're not a celebrity.
So do you know the worst bit? So I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
But do they still fly them in by helicopter?
That's your concern?
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't get in a helicopter, I'm sorry. Not a chance.
Even if you didn't have to jump out of it?
Like, I've been to Vegas and going over the Grand Canyon in a helicopter, there's not enough money in the world to get me in a helicopter. Not doing it.
You've got a very...
I'll eat all the bugs. I'll eat the bugs, no problem. I'll get in the slime.
Kangaroo's penis.
Oh, no problem. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. It's protein. It's all good. But
I'll have two of them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting a helicopter. Yeah. It's got one engine. That engine goes, see you later. Bye.
That's such an irrational sort of balance.
Can I give you something that I was thinking about at 5 o'clock this morning?
Is it another gift? I'm getting gifts all over. I've got a gift backstage.
You know how things pop in my mind? It's just come to me because you're talking about one of my fears, which is helicopters. We're staying in the weirdest accommodation while we're at Lakeside. It's a two-bedroom apartment. Obviously not me and Matt. He's doing his own thing. But me and Andy, the video guy. And there's two bedrooms with a bathroom in the middle.
Jack all right. And Jill.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But the far bedroom has no way out of the building without walking through the bathroom, then the other bedroom, then the lounge to get out.
Let me guess, you're not in that bedroom.
I am in that bedroom.
Okay.
I wake up at 5 o'clock thinking, if there's a fire, I have no way out. It's impossible. I die. So that was my thought at 5 o'clock this morning. I should have texted you, really. You'd have been concerned, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about it. Do put a new doorway in for you or something? Yeah, I'll just put steel in here for you, Andy. No problems, James.
But yeah, I did think, how on earth do you get out? I couldn't get out. There would be no way out. So there you go. There's another of my fears, dying by fire. I've always thought drowning would be the worst way, though. Drowning.
Do you know what? This is a direction I didn't expect the podcast to
go
this week.
No, in the lakeside, talking about drowning.
And death, yeah.
No, okay.
Very morbid, especially...
Let's cheer it up a little bit. It's Christmas, isn't it? And the Christmas video went out this Monday with a few gift ideas from Mission there. Somebody in a Santa suit.
I don't know who that was.
No, I think your missus has saved that. I think that might be, you know, one of those videos that girls like. You know, men dressing up. Or is that firemen? Maybe you should have got Alan Souter instead. I'm not sure Matt in a Santa suit or Alan in a fireman's outfit.
Might get some views.
Yeah.
Might get some views, but like...
Shall we get back to the darts?
Where is this going? Let's get back to gifts.
That's
great, isn't it? Yeah.
Gifts. What would be your best gift for Christmas? I mean, you give me £100 limit. What's the one thing? What can I get you, Matt?
I'm just going to point out here as well, because... Seems to be our viewers want to give me gifts all of a sudden. Yeah, I like it.
Well, yeah, no doubt whatever he says on camera will turn up at Mission HQ.
Send him into Mission to HQ, yeah. For attention of Matthew Edgar.
I see you've got a hoodie with the Mission logo on.
I do, yeah.
That's not one of the ones I sent you, is it?
No.
Because I forgot to put them on. Yeah. You brought them with you.
Hang on, I haven't got to my list yet.
Oh, right, go on with the list. Yeah, okay.
Aston Villa carded Corinthian football figures.
Really? You're a Villa fan? Yeah. How did I not know that?
Little, you know, the football Corinthian figures, big heads... Those sort of things. Like old sticker books, like old football sticker books.
Like Panini books?
Yeah.
So Panini books, already with stickers in because it's retro, so you can look back and look at players from the 80s. I don't get it personally.
Can you actually buy them? Yeah. They're actually quite expensive.
Oh, wow.
Like anything sort of 90s, is me. Like 90s toys and things like that.
Oh, what about
Remember Pogs? Start collecting Pogs, like sealed Pogs. Remember Pogs? Slammers, Pogs, Tazos. You used to get them in bags of crisps.
You do forget you're younger than me. You do know I'm in the 80s. I was born in the 70s, so early 70s. So.
Missed the 90s. Yeah, I'm a big 90s.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for me.
Do you know the worst thing, right, about this? So yeah, if you are going to send anything in, there's my list. For Andy, what you can do, do you know you can actually send people now bags of poop?
What?
Yeah. You can go online I mean, I'll show you if you want. You can go onto a thing, right, and you can pick what animal it is that you want it for, and it comes in a little gift box, and you're like, I could send you, like, horse manure or something.
And my worry now is, how would you even know that?
Because I sent it to my brother. I think it was pig that I chose.
Of course you have. Like, you know, we were talking about death a minute ago, and now we're on to sending people animal poo. You know? It's a darts podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Was that Lakeside?
It's our Lakeside. Welcome to Andy and Matt's world. So you didn't even give me time to come up with... I was thinking for you, a retro arcade machine.
Oh, like, I'll take it.
Space Invaders.
Yeah, Simpsons, Turtles.
Yeah, see, for me, it was Track and Field.
Oh, great game.
Yeah, as fast as you could. Just those people that are listening now thinking, why did it go a bit quiet then? Yeah, we were doing the thing with the fingers. But yeah, I love Track and Field. But what would I like? I need a new pair of shoes.
You got your mission shoes on.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but I can't wear them all the time, can I? Like, I'm going out at night, people are like, why have you got an M on your shoes? So I'd like a new pair of shoes, please. Size 10, thanks very much. That'll be lovely. And I'll get you one of them silly Aston Villa heads. That's a fair trick.
Corinthian football figures.
I know nothing about, nor do I know anything about the Villa. Is that how you say it?
No.
Is it nothing like that? To be fair, I don't often hear much Brummie come out in your accent, Matt, but it does come out occasionally.
Yeah, we're not far from Birmingham. We're about 40 minutes away from Birmingham.
But you're not a fan or anything, are you? You don't go to games or anything like that?
Yeah, I can. As you can imagine.
Well, you can't.
I'm not available very often.
No, you haven't got the time. Don't start telling me you're going to go into football in 2025, because that's not happening. We need more of your time. We need more of Mr. Edgar's time. By the way, we haven't said yet, subscribe.
You did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Have we said
it's
that?
It's been senile.
Yeah, see, because I'm so far south, man, I'm like all over the place. I mean, are we on the coast? Where are we? I know we're in Surrey.
We're near London. I was on the coast.
That's narrowed it down, hasn't it? You know that little place called London? We're near London. We're in Surrey, I think. We're Frimley Green. There's some weird names on it. We're staying in a town called Bagshot. What does that mean? Bagshot. Kind of reminding me of hobbits and things. I don't know. Is that something else? Anyway, we're off on a tangent. Lakeside, we're here. We've hardly talked about it. We're not going to talk too much about your game. Well, I'll talk about it if you want. Your darts were going too high. You weren't scoring heavy enough. You got beat. Right, let's move on.
Do you know what, right? I think this is one of the things with my game. I think one thing I've learned, and I learn every time I play, is I don't suit being serious. I don't.
I've never noticed that.
I try to be very focused and very serious early on. And it didn't work. And then when I started prattling about, I started playing better. Nine darts. And for me, that whole game was balanced on nine darts. Mm. Because when I pulled it back to 2-2, got the crowd with me.
Yeah.
They was going with me. It was very loud in here. It was full to the rafters because I was playing. But yeah, it started getting good in here. And the noise level started to go up.
Yeah.
Now, with that... He didn't like it. You could see on his face he didn't like it.
No, absolutely.
And should I have won that next leg, I think I'd have gone on to a
different
match.
Game. Definitely.
Now, the issue was, at that point, for nine darts, I did not hit a treble.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Now, does that come down to a few things? It certainly doesn't come down to the fact that I reacted differently in my body. I was very calm still at that point. I never got nervous one bit. I was enjoying it. But I think where it really comes down to is the fact that I played one tournament in about 3.5, nearly 4 months.
Mm.
And just a lack of games.
And for me, it was short format again. We've talked about this before. In effect, best of three sets is first to six
legs. That's what I said to you. So I'm going to go deeper. Short, go first round.
Yeah. You get through that first round, it's then best of five sets, and you've got time to get into it. You've got time to become the egg that you are, and we do see this on the PDC, which is obviously on TV more. You see players halfway through the game, they're looking out of it, and then something happens and their personality comes out.
Price.
Yeah. And he's suddenly in the game then, and onwards they go. And it was just, you had to win that set, and you didn't. It felt like it was over before it had begun. And that's probably an overused saying, but that's what it felt like watching. I've watched a lot of it so far, and I haven't been that impressed. And I'm not, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn there. We've said before, it's a stepping stone. This isn't the topest level darts that there is in the world.
Second.
Yeah, so...
I'd say it's third.
You say it's the third level, and yeah, I've not been impressed. Now, I know we're early in. We're recording this on the Tuesday, and...
Wednesday, isn't it? Tuesday.
No, it is Tuesday. It is Tuesday. This will be going out on Sunday.
Lost my track.
So there are some big names still to come in.
That means the Chinese is open tonight.
But ours was open last night, actually. But I've not been impressed. Have you seen any other games where you buried your head and gone?
Well, I've barely spoke to you, haven't I?
No, yeah.
And that's quiet the last couple of days.
It is, yeah.
Which,
yeah, not like you at all. I couldn't even wind you up or anything. You just nothing, no response, nothing at all.
I think the players will be disappointed in themselves because we've actually had some good players.
Mm.
Some of these players have been playing very well on the tour. Very well on the tour. And they haven't produced it. Now... How many times do we see someone say, I play well at home, and when I go down my local, to play my local league, I never replicate that. This is an amplified version of that. Where we're talking about the same level of player. We're not talking about professional players. We're not talking about players that have sort of played on a regular basis on stages like this. It's players that are good within that industry of which we've talked about, and then they're making another jump up to something that is, you know, crowd, cameras...
Yeah,
big prize pot at the end of the rainbow. And it is a big prize pot at the end of the rainbow with not much along the way. Feels like an all or nothing tournament.
Yes.
Especially for those people that are travelling. Yeah. I've been speaking to Danny Porter, who came over. He's had to come over for the week.
Yeah, of course. I've seen there's quite a few Australian players here.
It cost him more in the flight to get over here than he was making in the tournament.
Wow.
So then you put his expenses on top of everything.
Yeah.
So he's in the red before he's even played.
Yeah.
So with that brings its own pressures as well. Hmm. So there's lots of extra pressures on here. So I think the players must be disappointed they haven't shown what they're capable of so far.
Hmm.
And I think that'll be the general sort of vibe. Now, I also think it doesn't sell this tournament very well in regards to what it takes to get here. Because actually, to get here, I think it's harder than it is to play here. On the numbers and the averages. Because we had this conversation on one of my TikToks last night on TikTok Live. And people were like, oh, you only need like a 75 to qualify for that if these are the players that are there.
Mm.
And it's like, no, it's the total opposite. You need to be better than that because these players are underperforming.
Yes, now,
I believe if you are a mid-80s average man consistently with the ability to peak into the mid-90s up to the 100 when you need to, which you'll need to do maybe once every weekend block, you need that ability to peak at the right time. I think you'll get in.
Yeah, I agree. That's
with
the sort of
that,
level, yeah.
You need to be at that six visit block. If you can go out in six visits with the ability to have a game above that level, because that's the important thing as well. People go, oh, I'm consistent at this. Yeah, but you need to be able to react at the right time and produce that extra level.
I always call that your B and your A game.
Mm.
And the players that we're seeing doing very well on the PDC this year are the ones that their A game burst is just off the charts. Their B game is solid. It's around the 90, but they chuck in 105, 110 every now and again. And that step up, that's the difference between perhaps when you and I were playing, if we go back 10 years, where if you averaged 90, 95, you were there.
Mm.
You were there. There wasn't that jump up. There wasn't that 110, 105 that we're seeing all the time now. And we're seeing the players that burst out. The Richie Edhouse has 5-ton pluses in the tournament. Phenomenal.
Also, he's got the mission sleeve on.
He's got the mission sleeve on. Yeah, maybe you should have had the mission sleeve on, Matt. Yeah. But no, it didn't really work for you. But
I could put
that's
my left
what,
arm.
That's what we're seeing now.
Placebo.
I didn't notice Paul Lim had sleeve
he's
on.
He's been wearing for years.
But he had two. Now, I thought, is it an all-in-one, you know, like a base layer? It's not. He just wears two sleeves.
Maybe he wants to play some legs left-handed and he's just prepared for it.
Or maybe he just doesn't want to have one on one arm and not
maybe
one on the other.
Maybe it's cold. I've just noticed here as well a fly buzzing around your head.
Oh, okay.
Two reasons. One, we know what flies are attracted to.
Oh, okay.
Second thing.
We're on that again, aren't we? Brilliant.
When on that stage, I think every time I've been on there, whether I'm having a practice or when I was playing my game, there's always a fly down there.
Yeah, and the PDC, it's a wasp.
Yeah.
What's that all about? Somebody putting honey behind the stage, is it? Wasps even attracted to honey?
There's bees.
Is it? Yeah. What are wasps attracted to? See, you don't know the answer, so you should have just gone along with honey there, but you didn't.
It's bees. Bees are honey.
Anyway, you're right. There are flies in here, and there are wasps on the PDC, but there's no draft in here.
No.
No draft?
No.
Hmm. Interesting. So
it's a very enclosed room, though, isn't it?
It's an enclosed room, but it's bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Do you know what? I said exactly the same. So when I got here and I came in, I was like...
We agreed. Yeah. We agreed on something.
I was surprised at, like, how big it is. And here's another thing, right? So player experience. I don't know if our viewers can see this, but it's tiered. So it's like levels. Mm. And the lighting that's in here changes. So when you play Ali Pali, it's very bright, very light, but it's one level, then it goes into your tier, and you can sort of see everybody and everything, so it feels smaller. Here, because you can't see the back of the room, but you can see and hear people, when you look out, you can see sort of to the railings at the first bit.
Yes.
Then it steps up a bit, you can't see that. Steps up a bit, you can't really see that. Then you've got tiers at the side. So it actually feels like there's more people in here,
like
despite
theater,
the fact
really.
There's nowhere near the level of people. It feels more.
It wouldn't be me if Harsh Andy didn't have something to say about the stage.
Go on then.
And I want to know if you spotted it when you played Shadow.
They always are, right? This is a thing. So people think this stage or Ali Pali is going to be great. Ali Pali's stage lighting is terrible.
Really?
The board, it's just dull. It's dark and dull.
But are the shadows?
It's just basically like a little bit of a glow rather than a light.
Okay.
Like... But, I mean, while we're talking about the stage, let's break it down. The viewers can see it in the
background
that are watching along, and I can probably describe it well enough for audio.
Yeah.
So, first thing, different backdrop here. So, when you're looking at the wall, this is a new one on me, and the fact that the light box coming back at you.
Mm.
You never have light sort of reflect back at you. The stage is normally like, what's like a carpet sort of effect on the back wall, rather than it having light boxes like this. And they flash when there's a 180 as well.
So okay.
The back wall actually moves.
Yeah,
and
they didn't flash for you then.
No. Just to the side, you'll see a little camera hole there. That's normally where the camera sort of moves to focus in on.
Yeah.
So that's the player cam. Now, with that, I actually thought that the photographer that's going in there and taking pictures, I'd see, but you don't, even though it's right next to that. So
right,
if people's watching my hockey, now I get distracted. Not from there.
You've got the auto cameras as well, aren't they? Those three cameras there, aren't they auto, that like they show different parts of the board?
So the cameras at the bottom here?
Mm.
Yeah, so that's for the stage itself, for the actual board. The hockey. Bit of width, we know I like a bit of width.
Yes.
But actually, a very shallow hockey, so it's not very deep.
Yes.
Now, PDC hockey is deeper, which comes up to your ankle, makes you feel smaller, makes you feel like you're throwing up. This one, not throwing up, like... this one, very shallow hockey.
Yeah.
So it's very true. You do feel quite sort of normal, shall we say. Normal sort of height.
Yeah.
No lights on it.
No.
Which we'd like to rate my hockey.
Yeah, we do.
Again, PDC one has lights on it, and then a Perspex screen over the front, so it's hard to see where to actually toe the hockey.
And I don't get that kind of light pointing up that's in front of the board with like an area where people's darts drop into.
Yeah,
what's
I've seen it happen a few times actually as well.
I don't get it.
It goes in there. But if you know on the PDC stage, it's actually in the hockey itself, so in the runway bit.
Okay.
So one more thing with the stage.
All right.
The red surround.
Yeah. Right?
That surround sticks forward a little bit. The board just sits in there a
little
bit deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
So that little bit of a lip that comes over, it just makes the board feel a little bit longer.
For me, a couple of things. Why only one table? Why have you got to share a table? Why can't you have one each? And why no scoreboards? Why nobody marking at the side? You've got to look over to a screen.
You mentioned that, but that's exactly the same sort of thing here. So... the screen is right over to the side. So when it's scoring, you literally have to turn. And I had to do that a couple of times. I literally had to turn my entire head and my higher body to see across.
Yeah. Not very often, because you weren't on a finish very much, were you? But anyway, there we go.
The stage debrief.
The stage debrief. Well, that's another week gone by, Matt. It's not as long a podcast this week, but we've got a chance to do it from Lakeside.
And you didn't have any comments this week?
No, because we've been busy doing this, busy doing a precision. But we have managed to talk about poo, so I feel better.
Twice?
Yeah, I feel better for that. So, yeah, don't forget, guys, get in the comments below. Give us your comments on today's podcast.
Check it out. I think the viewers are probably reflected through our videographer right now.
There's loads more videos coming. There's one every Monday, Wednesday, and your podcast every week on a Sunday. So don't forget to subscribe. We will see you again next week for what will be episode 18. And, yeah, new topics.
That won't be shit.